up Word of Mouth Wednesday. This is the Word of Mouth Wednesday for the end of 2010 episode. This is Wednesday, December the 29th, 2010. And first up, I want to give a shout out, big shout out to the host of The Middle Passage, Victor Baines Marshall, for holding it down all year long. Tune into The Middle Passage before the Word of Wednesday on CKLN. Get to hear all kinds of music. So shout outs to Victor Baines Marshall for hosting a great show throughout the whole year. Every Wednesday, The Middle Passage. So Word of Mouth Wednesday, we're on from 7 to 8 p.m. And we got a big show tonight, running down our 2010 holiday season year-end review special. With mind and with skill, we're broadcasting from the campus of Ryerson University. And we're going to be playing some segments. We got some segments to play. We've got some words to discuss on what's gone on the show this year. As well, we're going to try to have our guests on this week. We couldn't get her on the show last week, but we've been in contact with her. And Kay Antonitha Horn, the editor of the Mohawk Nation News, is planning to join us tonight. So we're going to be going. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about what is coming up for 2011, and we're also going to be talking about some of the 2010 highlights. And my name's Daniel Libby, and this is CKLN 88.1 FM, broadcasting from the campus of Ryerson University in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And we're going to be right back on the Word Up.
This
Word
is Kevin Annan with the friends and relatives of the disappeared, and I want you to listen to Word of Mouth Wednesday. And please listen to our website, hiddenfromhistory.org.
All right, Word Up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. We've got a, we don't have a segment this week from Robin Yetto. I just wanted to wish Robin Yetto a Happy New Year. Hopefully he'll be back for next week. And just thank him for all the work he's put in this year. Making a 2010 Word of Mouth successful, Wednesdays, because we've pretty much kept broadcasting for the whole 2010 year, every Wednesday. We've been here, and, a lot has gone on this year. A lot is going on locally, but I think maybe to start it off, just because it is the holiday season, I just want to start off here with a bit of a international topic here, because we're going to be going over to the EU. EU politician here. We've got a holiday message from the UK Independent Party UK Independent Party member of the EU Parliament, Nigel Farage, and he's going to be talking about what's been going on in the EU in this clip. So without any further ado, we'll just play that clip, and then we'll be back here to talk about, what's going on.
Mr. Nigel Farage.
Thank you. 2010 will be remembered as the year when the deep flaws in the Euro project were exposed, and when the public in Europe woke up to the sheer stupidity of their leaders. And so here we have another summit, another crisis, confidence in the Euro ebbing by the week. It's like watching a slow-motion car crash. And now you want a permanent bailout mechanism. You think that if you have a fund of, say, €1 billion, all will be well. Well, it won't be well. The failure of the Euro is nothing to do with speculation. It's nothing to do with the markets, be they currency or bonds. It's because the North and the South in Europe cannot today or at any point be put together in a single monetary union. It won't work. And politically, of course, you have to change the treaty. The reason being that the four German professors will win at Karlsruhe and prove that the bailouts you put in place already were in fact illegal under the treaties. Well, in many ways, I welcome this treaty change, because it will mean that there has to be a referendum in Ireland. And you never know. David Cameron might even keep his promise and hold a referendum in the United Kingdom. And I'm sure as Democrats, you would all welcome a referendum on the EU in the United Kingdom. We should also reflect at the end of 2010, not just on the state of the Union, but on the state of Belgium. For 6 months, the Belgian presidency in office have sat here telling us we must integrate more deeply. What a farce this is. You haven't had a government in your own country since June. Here we have a non-nation trying to abolish our nation. It truly is an absolute farce, but nobody here dares to admit it because you're all in denial. Belgium is a microcosm from the entire European Union. Belgium is about to fall to bits, and the rest will follow. Happy Christmas, everybody.
Dziękuję, panie przewodniczący. Teraz.
Thank you very much indeed.
So that's the Christmas message there from the UK Independent Party leader, Nigel Farage, who is in the EU Parliament, who's one of the most outspoken of all of the people in that parliament over in the European Union. And that's an interesting one to be talking about for 2010, because that's one of the stories of 2010, was what happened in Europe, including, you know, their massive bailouts and basically the collapses of many of the economies that are involved in, that are joined together in a economic union, the EU. Which is, well, which, according to Nigel Farage, might be on the verge of falling apart. Now, what we've got in terms of our best of 2010, and I'm not going to name them all now because we don't have the time, but I was going to mention that I, because just because the EU story was one of the stories of the year, here, how about the pick, for Word of Mouth Wednesday story of the year. What we've come up with is extradition of Mark Emery as the story of the year. Now this was an important story of the year, and this was something that we covered because we interviewed Mark Emery a few weeks actually before he was extradited to the United States, where he still is currently imprisoned. And Mark Emery is an activist from Vancouver, BC area. Now we interviewed Mark Emery, and then I actually got to meet him too in person at the Freedom Festival 2010, and then we've also covered the Free Mark Emery rallies that have taken place since Mark Emery was extradited at the beginning of the summer. So we're going to keep up with this story, and this is going to be one we're going to keep on for 2011. Is what's going on with Mark Emery, and what's going on with, you know, the activists in Toronto, and, you know, the other one that I wanted to mention was because the story of the year, I chose Mark Emery, but, you know, we haven't talked about Mark Emery the most on this show. What we've talked about the most on the show, I've actually picked for Nightmare of the Year. That was the G20 Toronto weekend, also known as Canada's Worst Weekend. The G20 Toronto was, well, it's the topic, main topic that we've been talking about, so we'll choose that for Nightmare of the Year. And then we've got some more coming up later on in the show, you know, because we're going to be running down, we're going to be talking about some of the picks that we've got for Word of Mouth Interview Guest of the Year, Truth Seeker of the Year, Local Documentary of the Year, Song of the Year, Activist Events of the Year, and more. So stay tuned for that. But first up, just because we're still in the EU topic, I just wanted to play a appropriate track here, because of, well, this track is attributed to the MP Nigel Farage and also the people of Ireland, and it was recorded around the time of the Lisbon 2 referendum, which took place in Ireland. That was in September 2009. So it's a bit of a throwback here, but it's quite appropriate for what we just heard. It's Lisbon 2 by terrorists. Check it out.
You're not even pretending anymore. You're pushing ahead with all the symbols of statehood and trying at the same time to lie and cheat with the Irish by giving them a series of guarantees that are not worth the paper that they are written on. The future of European democracy rests very heavily on Irish shoulders.
Let me kick this up. We're saying no to Lisbon, Mr. T-Shock, under no condition will I sell my soul to join an order broke religion. A Nazi empire turned the vote submission. Guarantees that were given aren't what the paper they're written upon. Teaching us that thinking is wrong, but me, I'm gonna think what I want till the world as I used to know it before is long gone. So Mr. T-Shock, who's supplying your wealth when you live it up, saying we should tighten our belts? What's the Celtic tiger melt and the economy crash? Now they're trying to hit us with another property tax. I bet they call us lawyers, said that you and I should just commit suicide. Guess who was right? I said it, I'm at imitating life. You didn't listen then, so now we're voting for the Lisbon again. So man,
Lisbon, Lisbon, part two, part two. Lisbon, Lisbon, you, Yeah. We should vote no if we love our freedom.
Lisbon, Lisbon,
part two,
part two.
Lisbon,
Lisbon,
you,
you.
We should vote no if we love our freedom.
If you trust your government, this is what you get. Now I'm a boy and up all the banks, toxic debt. At the taxpayers' expense, we're footing the bill. Think of charging with a couple of mil. And the government still don't give a about the citizens commissioning the Royal Report and dismissing all the sickening that's in it. Not even looking at the evidence or getting toyed at them, insulting my intelligence. The end is getting nearer. We want solutions, ripping up the constitution that was penned by De Valera. It's the end of an era, dawn of a new age, rising like the sun and winter solstice at Newgrange. I'm standing at the altar taking holy communion. Welcome to Europe, yeah, the new Soviet Union. Support the market and enforce the water charges for our overlords in Brussels as a new world order matches.
Lisbon, Lisbon,
part two,
part two.
Lisbon,
Lisbon,
you,
you.
We should vote no if we love our freedom.
Lisbon, Lisbon,
part two,
part two.
Lisbon,
Lisbon,
you,
you.
We should vote no if we love our freedom.
Tell us what we should or shouldn't do. We're blowing counts the Irish version of George W. When this whole multitude who govern you are running up these joint expense accounts like John O'Donoghue. Look at all the money missing and forced. They get retired on a pension or they're stealing their jobs, continuously ripping us off. And so the banks take every last penny we have with golden handshakes. I'm trying to paraphrase some Nigel Farage, cause Catherine Day is only selling us out. It's time to barricade the Irish state until the farmers start to riot, mate. And you can try escape or fight until you're dying day, cause either way, we've got our heads in the sand. You only need to look at who this treaty benefits, man. They carry on like there's been no recession, so I'm expecting another vote rejection on October 2nd, yeah.
Lisbon, Lisbon,
part two,
part two.
Lisbon,
Lisbon,
you,
you.
We should vote no if we love our freedom.
Up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. That was just a bit of the track there, Lisbon Part 2, a bit of a throwback track there, talking about the, you know, current troubles in the EU and what's been going on there economically. Well, there's things going on all over Canada, and actually to get some more information about what's been going on in terms of the Mohawk Nation and the Mohawk Nation news, we have a guest joining us right now on the line. She is an elder, an educator, and the editor of the Mohawk Nation news, and I'd like to welcome back on the Word of Mouth show, Cantonitha Horn. Hi, Cantonitha. Hi, yeah, thanks for being on the show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Not bad. I just wanted to start off with, I guess the last time when we had you on the show was about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And you explained the story about and it's a story that's also featured on the Mohawk Nation News in the article from September called Mohawk Nation News Editor Arrested for Assaulting Canada Border Commandos, Trial Pending. And you told a story of about a team of these commandos, about 12 to 14 commandos that attacked you at the borders. And you actually, in that story, you mentioned that you had just got some footage of the incident that happened in 2008, but you hadn't watched it yet. Have you watched it, the footage?
Yes, I have.
And what does it show? What happened?
Well, it hasn't been concluded yet. The court case has not been concluded yet.
Oh, right.
And I was told by my lawyer not to
talk
discuss about it.
Okay.
But I can tell you this, that I haven't got much choice in what I can do, other than, because I don't have any finances to fight the case.
Mm-hmm.
It would cost me tens of thousands of dollars to fight the case, and I just don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been backed into a corner because of lack of funds, And so that's where it stands right now. And on the 21st of January, there'll be a decision as to what's going to happen to me.
Okay, okay. Then we'll have you on. We'll make
sure
to
call me then.
Yeah,
but up
definitely.
But right now,
you can't talk.
I've been
right.
told by my lawyer not to give out any details
mm-hmm.
about it, other than, you know, on the 21st, there will mm-hmm. be some kind of a conclusion. So mm-hmm. I don't even know what that is. It could be anything, you know. We don't know because they want to pursue it and have a big trial, which would mean that I would I wouldn't have any defense. You know, I wouldn't have anyone defending me because it would I can't afford it. So that's what they do to us. So even if you're innocent, which I am, of I'm being charged with assault.
Wow.
Assault and obstruction, and I'm totally innocent. I'm the one that ended up almost dying. I, you know, had a heart attack from what happened, and I ended up in the hospital. And I'm the one that now has to have medical care. So mm-hmm. that's where it stands now. So I mm-hmm. don't know whether I can go any further than that right now.
Right,
I'd
right.
be glad to. I'd be glad to after...
After January 21st. Okay, yeah, we'll have you. We'll make sure to have you on back about that subject. But I think maybe just to talk about something a bit more general, and if you can't get into this, then just say that. But, you know, with what happened to you at the border and what you mentioned that's been going on with, you know, the Mohawk Nation people throughout, you know, for the past, for a long time at these borders... now seems to be going on just about everywhere, because I'm seeing on the news all the time about what's happening in the USA with this TSA. And now, have you been following the news, any of this news about what the TSA has been doing? And does this,
what is the TSA?
The TSA is the Transportation something authority. They're basically the guards that are in the airports. They're the ones that are operating the body scanners, and they're now doing full body pat down.
Yeah, okay, well, okay, now, I don't know if you've been following the WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm. A bit.
You know, all of the revelations.
Right.
And the WikiLeaks just posted a secret list of sites vital to U.S. security. Do you know anything about that?
No, I haven't seen the list.
They're key foreign sites and resources that could be seriously harmed by terrorists. You know, that's what they're calling it.
Hmm.
And so these sites and resources are about half of them are on our land.
Whoa.
And... you know, the Haudenosaunee territory of eastern, the east northeastern part of Turtle Island has a very rare material called, well, one of them is niobium, which mm-hmm. lies under the Mohawk community of Gunnisadage, right near Oka, Quebec. Niobium strengthens and lightens metal for military weapons and space exploration. Mm. And this is a very rare metal. And it's right underneath Gunnisadage. And there are a whole lot of others, like the Darlington and Pickering nuclear power plants. They're east of Toronto, which, is, as you know, is on Mohawk land.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's international rail crossings and bridges, oil and gas pipelines, dams, mines, and factories. And what my question is that this is a secret list. And what is the United States going to do? Are they planning to invade Canada to come up here and take those over those sites and those resources? that's the question I have. Like, one of them is the Hydro-Québec, which is on our waterways and is providing power to the northeastern part of the United States.
Right.
And then Barnhart Island of Agusasne. And that's, there's a huge, the St. Lawrence Power Project is right on Barnhart Island, which they put on our island without even asking us about it. And now, and then you've got all these border crossings that they've listed, like the Ambassador Bridge, Alexandria Bay, Champlain, Fort Erie, Lewiston, Queenston, Peace Bridge, the Blue Water Bridge. Anyway, these, now, why do they list those border crossings? You know, that's a question I have. And then you've got listed General Dynamics. You know who they are?
Their name sounds familiar from a Mohawk Nation News article.
Well, they make military hardware for the and the Thales in Montreal makes systems for combat vehicles, and I mean, there's a whole list of them, and these are all on Haudenosaunee land, and. And then there's Raytheon. You probably heard of Raytheon. They make the AGM 130 missile. You know what that is? So this is now this is a secret list, okay?
Right.
And then you've got these pipelines. Now there's a lot of resistance to these pipelines right now by our people, like Enbridge, Alliance, you know, the whole bunch of them, and rail crossings. And so on. The border crossing, other border crossings out west, and the James Bay Hydroelectric Project is on that list. And but anyway, the question I have is, why is it that I think it was 2006, they listed the Mohawks as terrorists? You know that they listed us in the Department of National Defense training manual as terrorists. You know that, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned that the last time, which is...
Okay, and they also, on the global risk, they mentioned us as terrorists and insurgents. Now, I don't know if you're aware, but suddenly the Canadian military is going to be apologizing to the Mohawk Nation.
Just all of a sudden.
This. Now, why do you think they're doing this?
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a
why
they would do it.
Well,
what are your theories?
You can only guess that they need us. They need us either when they come for these sites.
Right.
Resources and sites that are vital to them, that we will stand aside, we won't resist, we won't say anything, we'll let them do it, or are we, you know, what are we going to resist? Why are they? That's the question I have. Why are they doing that? Why are they apologizing to us? They don't apologize to anybody ever, except of course what they did with to our people. In the residential schools.
Right.
What is an apology anyway? Can somebody explain to me what is an apology?
Well,
admit you...
Right.
No?
Right. It is a sort of admission, that's true. And that's why you mentioned the Aboriginal apology, and we actually had, I actually was broadcasting that day. I think it was actually a Wednesday that apology took place in 2008, I think, and we actually had Reverend Kevin Annett on the show then, and he runs the hiddenfromhistory.org website, and he made the movie Unrepentant, and what I've recently heard, though, was that Kevin Annett has been banned from Vancouver Co-op Radio out west, Now this, so that surprised me when I'd heard that, and I started doing some research into what's been going on at, you know, the community radio out there, because of, you know, what. Well, I'm just hoping that they're not, you know, not trying to silence the truth. Have you heard about this situation with Kevin Annett? Do you have any words about Kevin Annett?
I have, but I've been trying to check it out, and I really haven't been able to talk to anybody out there. I've called him myself, but he's never called me back. So I really would prefer to check this out before I make any comment on it.
Yeah, for sure.
I have to be careful, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm being watched.
Right.
And the other thing, on the WikiLeaks thing, you know, I get up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and I start searching for stuff. There's quite a bit on the indigenous, and I guess the U.S. State Department considers us to. They are really afraid of the indigenous people because of the. Well, you know, there is a movement of all indigenous people all over the world to save Mother Earth. And so what's happening is that we're getting, they don't know what to do about it. So they've written a lot of cables on it. And we've been looking at them. And I think they're worried about the fact that we're resisting, and, you know, that our people, for example, down in South America, there's a lot of resistance. And one of the they've targeted Evo Morales, who is the president of Bolivia, and targeting him, they've brought out all these scenarios, you know, about the global indigenous movement to stop the rape of Mother Earth, and the fact that it is actually having an impact. And we do have white supporters, but in this in the cable, the title of it is "Indigenous People versus White Privilege." Now, what do they mean by that?
Yeah, that's another question.
Why do the white people have privileges? They call it white privilege,
and this
haughtiness towards us, you know, it's very apparent. It just bleeds right through all of the material that I've looked at, and because of our resistance to the rape of Mother Earth, one of the tactics they're going to use is that any of us who stand in the way of development is going to be deemed a terrorist. And they're trying to find a way, and in the words of what I read, it says, they must be dealt with. This is in the, you know, the cable.
Wow. Now, these...
It's scary. It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And these WikiLeaks are... They're you know, a lot of them, the legend is that they're coming from whistleblowers, actually from, you know, from inside these governments, official documents from governments and militaries, and, you know, they've got the Vatican, they've got all kinds of people being exposed on WikiLeaks. But the other thing that's going on with this whole WikiLeaks situation that people have been talking about has been that they're going to institute like a new internet rules, or new, you know, ways to shut down people's sites. I guess from your experience with what you've gone through with Mohawk Nation News, because I know you've mentioned in the past that you've had that your site's been attacked and stuff. How open do you think the internet still is? Like, what are your thoughts on the internet?
Well. My own personal, my experience with Mohawk Nation News is they crashed me quite a few times. I got back up, and then over a year ago, I was crashed again, and then all the companies that I was dealing with, they all were totally uncooperative in helping me, even though I was paying them, like Fastmail and Bluefir and all these. One was the listing that I used, and Bluefir was the dissemination of my list of my communiques. And they all were totally uncooperative, wouldn't speak to me, and I ended up, I had to change and they kept on taking money off my visa, and I had to change my visa number so that they wouldn't have access to my visa. So I've had, and then when I tried to get it back up with somebody else, mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. I had to start from the very beginning, all the way from the beginning again.
Cool.
So they became obsessed with me and with what I was putting out. However, my website was being crashed all the time. I had to host it in one of the Scandinavian countries. That was the only way that I could put it back up. And anybody that tried to host it, they were threatened.
Whoa.
And this is quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now, in this WikiLeaks, what's interesting is that Evo Morales, here's what they said about Evo Morales. The reason why I'm interested, they said, well, you know, we could go in and kill him, basically. But then they said, the only problem is that there might be a dozen more native people who are ready to step in, and they might be even more, you know, capable than he is. So we can't do that. And then on top of that, all of the countries that he's allied with, and don't forget, he's hosting, he's allowing WikiLeaks into Bolivia. But all these other countries like Ecuador and so on, they would jump up. They would not be able to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
They would not be, if they did something to Evo Morales. So the indigenous movement, is they recognize it as being very, very strong. And what they did was they had a spy in there, and from what I understand, but maybe it's not true, but I understand it was a native person who went in as a spy. But anyway, what they're concerned is the radicalization of the indigenous people. For example, in Chile, they did, you know, stop a few things, and then Easter Island, they closed down the, the airport for about 24 hours. And so they're very concerned with this. It's happening. They think that it's going to happen all over the world. I don't know what you think. Do you think that's possible?
Well, yeah, I've definitely seen some. There's definitely major, you know, stuff going on everywhere in the world that I've noticed. You know, speaking about here locally, what we were actually talking about a bit on the show last week, we got in the topic of these wind turbines that we're seeing these massive. The province of Ontario has this massive plan to put in these gigantic turbines basically everywhere. And I got, you know, I saw a few more this past weekend driving through southern Ontario. I saw some. These wind turbines are going in everywhere, and I know that there's some local resistance, but it's basically, you know, it seems like a global. Basically, the guy that we heard from last week, Ron Stevens, was talking about this as, you know, as a New World Order plot. And the other local thing we've got going on environmentally, which I know is getting resistance because it's not totally approved yet, has been the nuclear waste shipment through the Great Lakes that they're talking about. You know,
mm-hmm.
And that affects everyone in the Great Lakes, the whole St. Lawrence, and then, you know, bringing this nuclear waste across the Atlantic to Sweden. I'm seeing there is enough stuff to be resistant against with the stuff that's going on. And I do hope that there is a change in the mass global scale. But do you have any comments on those local environmental topics I brought up?
Well, in the northern part, just north of Six Nations, which is part of the Haldimand Tract, there was there were windmills put in there by the Canada Hydro, and they never asked us if they could put them there. So as a woman title holder, I put in an objection to it.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote to them and I said, you don't have our permission because we never surrendered this land.
Right.
And so they had started building some, and then they built some more. So when they didn't stop building them, I personally, as a woman title holder, a woman, and it's my duty to protect the land, I wrote to them. I sent them a registered letter, and I said that you've built on my land, and therefore, you build on my land, it's mine. So we are taking possession of all of these, windmills. Anyway, they kind of laughed at it, but now they're trying to get rid of those windmills.
Oh.
Trying to sell them off to somebody else. And there is a Mohawk, one Mohawk guy living there, keeping an eye on that area. His name is Talgeto. And he reports and tells us what's going on, and he goes to the town meetings and he objects to everything. Anyway, and there are other structures up there, like the Etobicoke School Board built some kind of a summer camp type of center up there. And they never asked us if they could build it there on our land. So I wrote to them and I said, this is our land. You never asked us for it. So it's ours, and give us the key to it. And apparently they looked into it and they looked at it, and it's a whole lot of structures, and there's even, areas where you could farm and all that kind of stuff. Well, from what I understand, we are going to eventually get the key to that whole project.
Nice.
You know, the Etobicoke Education Center. So now I'm just saying that in these cases, in these instances, I think what these colonists are finding is that we are actually coming out, putting on paper, the way that they look at it, that's what they know, and we give them the historical information and the jurisdictional information, the Constitution, and so on, and then we start making claims. When they send it to their lawyers, they have there's no question that we are right. And I'll tell you how I can prove that. In about 5 years ago, the state of New York wanted to settle the claims of New York State because we've never given up any of it. So they started 5 bogus court actions with the people, with the the band councils, who are not the traditional councils, who have the sovereignty over the land. They, as you know, the band councils are set up by the government, so they agreed to go along with it. And so there was the Cayuga, the Onondaga, the Mohawk, the Seneca, and the Oneidas. So there were 5 cases going on, and they were all in the court, and what they were going to do was settle this thing up. They'd give some money to those people, and then they'd take our land. So what we did, there were 3 women, one from each clan, and we didn't go into the action in the court. What we did was we filed objections and a question. You call it a question. And the question was, we are the women title holders, and we want you to tell us how you can deal with this land that belongs to us that we never gave up. We need to know from you how you can do this when the land still belongs to us. Anyway, so after working on it, and we must have filed about 100 of those things in different wording over and over again. Anyway, so eventually, all 5 cases were dropped.
Well,
that's what happened. And then there was the New York Power Authority. They wanted to put in this big, huge energy grid in the northern part of New York State.
Right.
So we decided to object to that. We said, you can't put this grid in there. Anyway, they didn't pay any attention to us. So what we did was, I don't know if you really want to hear what we did.
Yeah, sure.
What we did was, we filed objections to it. We sent it to the New York Power Authority, the Governor of New York, the President of the United States, the Governor General of Canada, and the Prime Minister, and the Queen of England, and even, I don't know, maybe even the Pope, too. But anyway, and we said that this is a fraud, because we've never given up any of this land. These companies have gone to the stock exchange and in Wall Street, and they're raising money using our land as collateral when they have never asked us, we've never ceded this land to anybody. And so if they're going around trying to get people to invest money in a fraud, this is fraud.
Yeah.
And then we sent it to just about all the stock exchanges all over the world where they're raising money. So what do you think happened?
Well, I'd assume that, yeah, that would affect the investment.
Yes, it affected. Yes, it did.
Right.
So then they had to drop that.
Right.
So anyway, that's just what we did to these kind of situations. So Native people and our supporters, we have to start, we have to resist in some way. That's how we resisted, and it worked.
Nice. All right. I think that's a good way to end it, because we need the resistance, and we need some solutions that work. So, thanks a lot, Cantonita Horn, for joining us today. And hopefully we can speak to you then at the end of January again, or early February, after
All
your
right.
trial. Okay, great. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Thanks a lot, Cantonita.
Bye.
Bye. And that's Cantonita Horn, the editor of the Mohawk Nation News, mohawknationnews.com, if you want to check out more of the written work of Cantonita Horn. For more info, just check out mohawknationnews.com. And thanks again, Cantonita Horn, one of the great guests that we've had on. And actually, our pick for Word of Mouth Interview Guest of the Year, Cantonita Horn. We'll be right back here when we just play a track, and then we'll be back with some more Word of Mouth Wednesday. This is a track by Test Their Logic, track called MK Ultra. Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday.
Brush away, Candy. Oh dear.
I've been brushing for hours just to make sure it's gone.
I guess we can honestly say you've lost your mind.
No, I know exactly where it is.
Really?
Sometimes it's like a nightmare. MK Ultra brainwashing your mic care. Cause we're right here and they're right there. And it's warfare and it's all fair. And they don't care. And the beast lair into the heart of evil we all stare. So I prepare my soul here on all fronts attack. Tech stack, get back. Media, a weapon. We're all the targets. I'm a 5 nations of the world in the darkness. Even if I'm the only one, regardless, I use the mic in the night as a light spark this. I see far that PR markets, propaganda fame puppets, that's monstrous. Follow this madness, preposterous. I'm on this, I got this, I plot this, the clock is tick tick tocking all through the day into the night. Listen what they say, just think about yourself trying to get paid, trying to get laid by fortune and fame, keeping us all afraid with the things that they tell you, the bling that they sell you, but does it compel you? Another victim of MK Ultra. The chains in your brain, see they already sold ya. they already sold ya. MK Ultra, and they got their spokesperson models for all the kids and weak-minded to follow. Leave us all swimming in sorrow. No future in this for anyone, no tomorrow. But now they're on to the next one. Next phase, next craze leaves me perplexed, son. Best believe they're the hex ones. I spit the truth, so believe I feel blessed, son. Yeah, I'm not stupid, I see clearly. Right in front of me, Poison TV, starring Beyonce, Gaga, Jay-Z, Rihanna. The drama, you all are crazy. For a little bit of money, y'all sold your soul. Being under the umbrella will take its toll. You're crazy in love, but under control. This is my role to talk this, the clock is tick, tick, tocking all through the day, into the night, listen what they say. Just think about yourself trying to get paid, trying to get laid by fortune and fame. Keeping us all afraid with the things that they tell you, the bling that they sell you, but does it compel you? Another victim of MK Ultra, the chains in your brain, see they already sold ya. Stand tall, rep the truth, I'm a soldier. A love for this world got its weight on my shoulder. Like Atlas, forget this, I rap this. Baby, get on their blacklist. I don't got any assets, that's not why I'm rapping. Won't be talking about asses that I'm tapping, or any other crap that they're playing. Don't listen to the radio, don't care what they say, and won't be brainwashed by their movies. Hollywood, CIA propaganda, glorified portray is good. US military war and conquest. Video games teach kids it's fun to bomb them. Back to the Stone Age, engage your rage. Tell you that you're free, but your life is a cage. And write truth to the page, spit truth from the stage. Believe that I'm rocking, cause still the clock is tick, tick, tocking all through the day, into the night. Listen what they say. Just think about yourself trying to get paid, trying to get laid by fortune and fame. Keeping us all afraid with the things that they tell you, the bling that they sell you, but does it compel you? Another victim of MK Ultra, the chains in your brain, see they already sold ya. They already sold ya. MK Ultra.
You left something behind.
Up, word of mouth Wednesday back here on the show, and just wrapping it up for 2010. And you know, maybe I'll open up the phone lines just in case anyone's got any words just for you know, for the end of the year, what you thought about the word of mouth Wednesday this year, or you know, what you're hoping for 2011. 416-595-1655 if you want to call in the last few minutes. 416-595-1655 is the phone number to call. If you want to get on the air to say a few words. But until, in case we don't get any callers, I got enough prepared here that I can keep talking, because it's a best of 2010. We already, at the start of the show, we talked about the story of the year, extradition of Mark Emery, nightmare of the year, G20 Toronto weekend, word of mouth interview guest of the year, Cantonese the Horn. But there's actually many guests we could say. I just got to be thankful at the end of the year for all, you know, anyone that's been on the show in the past year. Well, you know, 2010, I had some thing. I was thinking about Truth Seeker of the Year. That's what I was thinking of, you know, just for people looking for the truth. And came up with Jesse Ventura for the Conspiracy Theory Season 2. He's definitely searching for the truth when he's getting into topics such as biological weapons, the assassination of JFK, the Gulf oil spill, the economic crisis, the 9/11 attack on the Pentagon, and more. Check out the Conspiracy Theory Season 2, which you can watch on YouTube. So that he'll be Truth Seeker of the Year. And then Local Documentary of the Year, for the pick, we got pick of the Local Documentary of the Year, United We Fall, the Press for Truth documentary. That came out in... in June, and that's actually a warning for North America because of what, you know, if you're thinking that there is some tough times going on in the European Union, well, do you really want a North American Union? Is how close are we? Well, you might want to check United We Fall, where you get, you know, speaking from the people that are putting together this North American Union, there's interviews featured with some of them that would give Press for Truth interviews. So check it out, United We Fall. You can check it out, pressfortruth.ca is the website. Now, the other category that I had, and this was a hard one because there are so many, but I just, so basically this category is a list. This is activist events of the year because I couldn't narrow it down to one event. And, you know, we already got the Nightmare of the Year, the G20 Toronto weekend, activist events of the year, I guess surrounding the whole G20, we could say, the whole G20 weekend, the week leading up, all those rallies, and then all the rallies that followed the G20, which there might have even been more rallies after the G20 than before or during, but the activist events of the year, let's start off with last January 2010, No Pirogue, Pirogue Harper. Remember that rally? Well, that took place near, well, started off at Dundas Square, but then it was a march all around downtown. That was the No Pirogue rally. There was also the Friends and Relatives of the Disappeared action. That was that took place near the Toronto United Church, which we covered for this Word of Mouth Wednesday show. We played some of the clips, and that was also another big rally that took place in the spring was the Global Marijuana March, the Freedom Festival 2010, which took place at Queens Park North. And then, and Mark Emery was actually the host this year. We interviewed Mark Emery before the and all the free Mark Emery rallies that took place afterwards. And I always got to give a shout out to the Manifesto Festival, which is a festival, a lot of hip hop music goes on in that festival, but the Manifesto speaker series, which took place at Ryerson, was an interesting one for activists. It is an interesting one for people that are trying to get different opinions, different philosophies on life. And there are a few of the speaker series videos up on the manifesto.ca website, in case you missed it. But another event, just to mention, the Architects and Engineers from 9/11 Truth event, Richard Gage and David Ray Griffin were in Toronto in the spring, and that was an interesting one. The Free Mumia rally, which took place in November, and if 2 weeks ago we played a segment from there, we still got some more segments coming up if we got any free time on a future episode. And of course, a shout out to the weekly Saturday street actions of Toronto Truth Seekers down every Saturday downtown Yonge and Dundas Square, weekly actions. So those are some of the activist events of the year, and those are, you know, those are the shout outs that we're gonna be giving. And just to refresh your memory, your mind, and just to get you thinking about our story of the year, Free Mark Emery, we're going to play just a quick clip here of Mark Emery. And this is Mark Emery's thoughts on the Canadian government. This was from his farewell speech when he was getting ready to be extradited, when he appeared in the Vapor Central on Yonge Street. This is Mark Emery.
The man in charge of Canada's space program, Jamie Matthews, the MOST project. It's called Molecular Oscillations of Stars Telescope. It's called the Hubble Telescope because it costs so much less than the American one, which is the Hubble Telescope. And this telescope project is our Canadians, and the mission scientist is Jamie Matthews, and that guy is a total hashhead and smoked many times with me. Even Pierre Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, for better or worse, depending on how you feel, smoked hashish. And his son has smoked with me 4 or 5 times, so it really pisses me off when I see Justin Trudeau, who took big daggers with me, is in Parliament actually voting for Bill C-15. What a f***ing hypocrite. What a guy. And I know. Unfathomable. Unthinkable. And that's what you call being whipped. When you can be made to go against what you know, what your own... And we've got a fellow named Scott Reed, who's a member of Parliament for Hastings. It's a Conservative Party. His wife told me herself she smoked medical marijuana when she was getting cancer treatment. And it did tremendous things for her. Got her through cancer chemotherapy. Her own husband abstained on the vote for Bill C-15. Couldn't even get the courage to vote against it when his wife used medical marijuana in hospital. The hypocrisy is everywhere. Marijuana is so good. and does so much for so many. 7 million Canadians use it at least once a year, and a lot of us are totally chronic. It's brought us everything from music, from technology, to cutting news service, major athletes, every form of entertainment and science and architecture, beautiful music.
The truth is getting out. Mark Emery's speaking there. That was when he was in Toronto on the farewell tour. Mark Emery's currently in jail in the United States. He was extradited from Canada for a crime that would not, well, that wasn't a crime, was not considered a crime in Canada. But in America, well, he was sentenced to, I think it was 5 years. Hopefully we're going to find out some more in the upcoming weeks. We're going to keep following that story, Story of the Year, Mark Emery. Shout out to Mark Emery, free Mark Emery, cannabisculture.com. Now, my name is Daniel Libby. This has been the Word of Mouth Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m., and I just wanted to thank again our interview guest, Cantonita Horn from the Mohawk Nation News, for joining us on the show, and you know, I just want to thank all the listeners, too, for listening. This has been the Word of Mouth Wednesday, and for December the 29th, 2010, it's been an interesting year. Not the best year, not the worst year, but I'd say, you know, definitely one to keep on moving with mind and with skill, broadcasting from Ryerson University. And that's the motto there of Ryerson. 88.1 FM, CKLN. Stay tuned for the Blue Remedy coming up next. But we're just going to end off the show with our pick for Music Track of the Year. Word of Mouth Wednesday, Music Track of the Year, our pick. And by our, I mean the diverse committee of myself. This is Snowsome by 95.6. Word up. Word of Mouth Wednesday. Stay tuned for the Blue Remedy. Keep it real. Have a good 2011 and end of the year.
But you ain't running nada. Boss man sleeping bed at night while you out running product. I deal with CEOs while you in kitchen cutting products. But it don't matter cause in the end you both gon' burn the lava. Thug like talking how you run but you ain't running nada. Boss man sleeping bed at night while you out running product. I deal with CEOs while you in kitchen cutting products. But it don't matter cause in the end you both gon' burn the lava.
Come on, make you the brownest bloods spitting and graph up walls. Welcome to Toronto, it isn't Brooklyn or the Bronx. The pen is mightier than the sword and I'm content to talk. But if it's a revolution that you want, then I gladly pick up blocks. I will put on a uniform and straight up bomb first. The bearer of bad news, the driver of your hearse. Tracks full of red rum, yes, murder in the first. Fill up hospital beds with third degree burns. Listen to what I rhyme about you, why do you think I wear a mask? It's 95.6, dumb, do the math. I'm ready for waterboarding, send me across the border. Duct tape my mouth shut so I don't talk about the order. Order in the courts. Military tribunals under Barack Obama's torch. Military dictatorships in full force. Airstrikes killing civilian casualties with no remorse.
Thug life talking how you run, but you ain't running nada. Boss man sleeping bed at night while you out running product. I deal with CEOs while you in kitchen cutting products. But it don't matter cause in the end you both gon' burn the lava. Thug life talking how you run, but you ain't running nada. Boss man sleeping bed at night while you out running product. I deal with CEOs while you in kitchen cutting products. But it don't matter cause in the end you both gon' burn the lava.
Restricted travel, tinsel tires, bags of my eyes, bags under my eyes. I spy with my eyes, license got the smile. Sound sirens crying like candles. Never be happy, can never be free. Diaspora can never be me. Can never be me, never be me, never be me. In exile, now my feet ain't on the senselessness. See in Iraq, tensions rising, hatred arising. I could see it in their eyes, they smiling, but they wicked. Deep looking at me so wickedly. Sick of me, an obstacle, cannot wait to get rid of me. Check one, two, it's 95.6 when the mob hits. Lock me up for terror when Rome falls with convicts. Stolen election, pretending to be president. You think John McCain was really running to be a president? So hide behind the images, those easy fix appendages. No remedy for ignorance. Humble your fall and make the call, it's easy. Acting sense the urgency. Call 911 and tell them this is an emergency. 956 is after me. No hiding when truth will free.